Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Death has come to your little town, Sheriff. You can either ignore it or you can help me to stop it.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos or create a...
Listen, asshole!
No, you listen, little bitch! You hang up on me again, I'll cut you like a fish!
Red rum! Red rum! Red rum! Red rum!
Sometimes... that is better.
Stay on the road. Keep clear of the moors.
They're here.
It knows what scares you. It has from the very beginning.
I will tear your soul apart.
I just can't take no pleasure in killing. Just some things you gotta do.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
She just goes... a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes.
He chose you out of all the world, out of all the women in the whole world. He chose you. He arranged things because he wanted you to be the mother of his only living son.
A whole goddamn bag of Oreo.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malkin, Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
$100,000. They don't like $100,000. I'm eating that.
$100,000 are the worst candy bars.
Ooh. That's funny. I had just had $100,000 for the first time today.
Oh, they're horrible.
I was like, this is bullshit.
Yep. Huh?
And my teeth hurt now.
We know why Ira likes them.
Because he's a Jew.
He's like got diamonds in his beard.
Look, if it's got to do with money, I'm eating the fucking thing.
I'll eat anything that's named after money. I got my gelt and my $100,000 bar.
Right. Oh, we should start putting gelt in everybody's thing.
Gelt is fun.
Gelt
kids
is
would
fun.
Be like, what the fuck is this?
Well, you know, Christian kids got gelt for Christmas, too. I get a little sack of gold.
You do?
Well, we didn't call it that. It was just
the things you find out
coins.
About the
chocolate
going
coins.
On the show.
Yeah, chocolate coins.
You had chocolate coins, huh?
I got them in my stocking.
Yeah.
A little gelt.
Gelt. It's milk chocolate, and I ate it after I had a hamburger. Right.
Ellie had them for a long time and didn't know that there was chocolate inside, and we didn't tell her because we didn't want her to know.
See, really?
Smart tactics.
Yeah. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 101 of Radio Labyrinth. My name is Tim Andrews, joined this week with Ira Malkin.
Hi.
Hashtag fucking Ira.
Fucking Ira.
Which we only say when you're not here, but since you're
here. Well, tonight it's fucking Jeff because...
Yeah, hashtag fucking Jeff. Autumn is here with her echo.
Hello, I'm an echo.
Hello, 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 hello.
What is that speech that the guy, the baseball guy said?
Oh, huh? What? You don't even
the
know?
Game that will live in infamy.
No, that's Churchill. No, no. That's Franklin Roosevelt.
Roosevelt.
The only thing we have to...
today we'll live in infamy. That's Churchill, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. This is our final...
Was it Lou Gehrig?
Yes, it was Lou Gehrig. I consider myself the luckiest man.
Man.
Yeah, right. Something like that. And also joining us this week, our old friend, John Mark Lindell.
Hi.
Why is it so loud? Are you clamping right in front of the microphone?
No.
Or was that Autumn's whistle?
Here.
No, I didn't do anything. I didn't move a muscle.
You be quiet.
I did not clap for you, John Mark.
Don't clap for me, Autumn Fisher. Make sure he knows that.
John, if you guys have forgotten, or if you know, did a lot of the music for the Regular Guys show, version 3 or 4.0, I don't remember, probably both. And we played those on the last podcast when you were here.
Yep.
The Benghazi song, Southside Steve.
Tim is getting shot.
Tim is getting shot. Yeah, we played that every week.
It's the greatest.
Because we did that fucking bit every fucking week.
I can't believe you endured that every week.
We didn't really shoot it.
Yeah, he said there was no BBs.
There's no BBs toward the end because I got tired of getting
shot.
You're
good at faking it, though.
Ah! Well, yeah. It was... Ow! That hurt. Yikes. What was the Steve ones were the best, though. It was
419.
419.
No, my favorite is the tops of boobs.
Right. Touch the tops of boobs, yeah. Little tappy tap.
Well, one of the reasons I like that the best is that that's a full-on original. That's not a parody, right?
Right.
And it was great.
He played 419 at his wedding.
Yes, he did.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm. And then he also had, yeah, his wedding, Autumn, wow. was a star-studded affair.
Did you go to that?
I went to his wedding.
Yeah, how was that?
It was great.
Yeah? Did they have a rabbi?
Steve's wedding. Weird.
I kind of had to, Autumn. Anyway, yeah, Jesse James Dupree from Jackal, Steve called him out. And the poor guy had to stand up in the middle. Steve's like, "Yeah, man, I love your bourbon, man, and thank you for everything." And Jesse's just like, "Okay,
jeez."
I was born in the backwoods.
You know, I see that a lot. Like people, you know, kind of addressing other things going on at the wedding, and that they probably shouldn't. Where the focus should be on the wife, yeah. You know, and the family. And
in my wedding, it was my wife and I surrounded by a bunch of people that neither of us knew, and then her best friend.
But you wanted it like that.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah. You're too old. I'm too old to have one of those, hey, invite all your friends and relatives. Most of my relatives that I would have invited are gone.
But you had a party when you got back, though, didn't you?
No.
Where is it? You were in Savannah, right?
I'm in Savannah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have had something like in the back of a restaurant, you know?
Could have, but didn't.
Well, maybe you should.
It's not too late.
Well, maybe it was free, all right? It was free. The price was right.
And Autumn didn't come to my wedding, which is shocking.
I wasn't invited.
Because I went to hers.
Tim apparently was invited, not. RSVP'd yes, and did not show
bastard.
Up.
Yeah. So there was an extra plate sitting there.
I think I went out on a date that night.
Oh, well.
Did he choose the steak, chicken, or fish?
We had a fancy buffet.
Oh,
a Chinese buffet from some restaurant.
We ordered a bunch of pizzas.
Oh, you guys.
We got barbecue from Sunny's.
We got a meatball. We have other meatball. We have a crab rangoon.
You want weird rib?
You want weird rib?
It's red.
What was that place across from 96 Rock? It said Red-a-rant on the sign. And you went there, and I'd say, yeah, I'll have General Tso's chicken.
Okay, genital chicken.
No.
Genital chicken.
All right, let's get on with the show. John, you're here because last week we were going to do a show talking about horror films and slasher films.
But yes. We were going to do our Halloween show
last
week.
We were going to do a spooky Halloween show.
And then shit got fucked up.
Shit got fucked up. I was busy with stuff.
So we said, fuck it. We're still doing a Halloween show.
So this is the post-Halloween extravaganza.
Hey, it goes, you know, Halloween, if it falls in the middle of the week, the rule is it's Halloween until the weekend.
Okay.
So we're good.
It's Halloween until November 4th, which is my birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
No shit.
Going to be 47.
Look at you.
Yeah,
That's too old.
Old distinguished man.
He too old. I ain't gonna touch his Jimmy.
I'm the barber of Severe.
Hey, Scruffy, you need a haircut? Got an idea for you. Go to MaryToddHairCo.com. Find yourself an appointment and get yourself a haircut. They also have hot lather shaves and some of the best colorists in the city. Don't believe me? Pick up your iPhone and go, hey Siri, where can I get the best men's or women's haircut in Atlanta? Guess what? It's going to pop up Mary Todd Hair Co. Also, Mary Todd has a custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, all handmade using the finest ingredients available. Did I say they're produced locally? Well, they are. Check them out at MaryToddHairCo.com/products.
What?
Hello? Just let you sit with that.
I thought you were making more introductions.
No. Hi, it's Paul Stanley. I do my paintings. So anyway, let's talk TV real quick. The Walking Dead, we covered that on this week's Minnesode.
Good episode.
Thank you very much.
I don't watch that show, and I listened to it.
It was featuring myself, Autumn, and Jared Yamamoto. Let's hear a good Jared Yamamoto.
So right here. So, you know, Negan, so right here. He's just real. He's got a lot of problems. So.
Well, what's up, guys?
What's up, guys? Rockdale Tiger, one of our fans on Twitter, tweeted that we should do it every week. So I'm game if you are, Autumn.
Oh, yeah. I would love to. And, you know, I really enjoyed Jared a lot on that episode.
Yeah. He really let his hair down.
He was relaxed.
Yeah, he was relaxed.
And I feel, and I didn't really understand it until we had him on the little mini-sode, but on our show, like on The Doctrine, he's an overexcited puppy, you know, and that's where he makes those mistakes.
Yes.
And he was just so much more chill on our show.
Yeah, well, when he's not producing and he just needs to talk, I guess.
Well, yeah, we rub his nose in it when he makes a mistake.
Yeah.
Put it right in the poop. So we can use Jared, we can grab Nick one week, we'll just grab different people, but we'll do a little mini-sode every Monday. Minnesota. All right, moving on. Ray, so Walking Dead, we covered all that. If you haven't listened, go ahead and download it. And listen, Ray Donovan, I'm 3 weeks behind.
I'm not watching it.
You're not watching it. Now, you were into it, but you noped out.
I watched half. It's not that I noped out. It was just one of those shows that I never got back to because I'm watching other shit.
Yeah, same here. And
I'm limited. I do love it.
My wife watches it, and it's supposed to be one of those shows that we watch together. Do you have that with your wife, John?
Yep. The Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. Yeah, that she better not skip ahead. You, Ira, do you have a show that you watch exclusively?
With her, you know what? Not anymore, really. It was really Game of Thrones was the last kind of holdout between the two of us. And now that that's gone, I go to the den. She stays in the living room. I'm like, well, I'll see you later.
How about you, Autumn? You and Travis have a show or two that you guys watch together?
Yeah, we watch Walking Dead, and we've been watching Survivor.
No.
Survivor's really pissing us off, though.
Okay. We'll get to that later.
Oh, wait, Autumn, you'll like this. There is one show I forgot about that we do watch together occasionally. It's called Below Deck. Have you heard of this
before? I was going to just say, I wait for him to watch Below Deck.
I'll watch that while I'm doing other shit on the phone. And then, you know, about 20 minutes in where I can't take it, I go, all right, I'm out.
That's usually, if I'm sitting in the living room with my wife and she's watching Outlander.
Outlander?
Which... I hate to admit, if I had gotten into it, I would probably have liked it.
What is that show?
It's a show about a woman. It's based on a novel. It's Ron Moore, who did Battlestar Galactica and used to work on Star Trek.
But it's sci-fi, right?
Sort of. It's romance. It's like total chick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This woman falls through a hole in a tree and winds up in Scotland. And they're at war with England, and she bangs a Scottish dude and gets pregnant and then brings the baby back with her, and then her husband finds out that she banged a guy in the back in time. It's just crazy.
Oh, yeah, that sounds, but it's great.
If any show like that with a good showrunner is something a guy can watch. Yeah. And the other thing that I get roped into is Scandal.
Oh, really?
Which...
Come on, man. You watch a network shit like that?
And How to Get Away with Murder. No, it's just on when I'm sitting in the living room. So I open up my DC Legends game on my phone, and I just fight and do that while that's
pretty much where I'm at.
The only one I refuse to watch is, what is that show? The Doctor Show. It's been on for 100 years.
House?
No,
it's not on.
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. I hate that show.
That is still on?
Yes.
I see the commercials for that show, and I get annoyed.
It's crazy.
Almost any network TV show, I'm annoyed.
Yeah, most of them are terrible.
Me too. Horrible.
It seems cheap.
Yeah, NBC, they are always the last to glom on to the thing that's going on. So they have that Edie Falco Law and Order show now that's based on the Menendez. I don't know. What is it? Menendez.
The
brothers that killed their parents in the 90s.
Right.
Which isn't as sexy as the JonBenet Ramsey story. Why do they keep digging this shit up?
Don't say sexy about that
story. I'm not saying she's sexy.
I hear you.
There's a conspiracy theory I saw this morning that that Katy Perry is actually JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I see that I could get on board with.
I don't know about that. All right.
It's true.
Do the dates line up?
No.
Oh.
Besides, her name is Katie Hudson, and she was a Christian singer before she was Katy Perry, the skank.
Now, who's Kate Hudson? Should be Kate.
That's her
Russell.
Real name, Katie Hudson.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying
so. So Ray Donovan, I'm 3 weeks behind. I'm enjoying it this season, but it's not something I have to watch every week. The show was picked up for another season, so after that, they're going to be in New York City. So let's get to the Deuce season finale. Now, I know, John, you're not watching that. Autumn, you're not watching the Deuce, right?
That's just me and you, Chief.
All right, so feel free.
Jeff's not here.
Feel free to chime in whenever. Okay,
well, we won't go, since they're not watching it, we could just say, well, first of all, it was a short season.
It was a short season. How many episodes? Eight?
It's eight.
Eight episodes. Well, Stranger Things season one was only eight episodes.
Was it?
Uh-huh. This was the season finale. Now, The Deuce is a show, if you're not familiar, on HBO. It stars James Franco and Maggie Gyllenhaal. Those are the two main stars, and they're both executive producers of the show.
Of course, if you ask Jeff, it would be, what's her name?
Yeah.
Emily Mead.
Yes.
Who's, like, no, she's the main character.
Because she's nude all the time, and he's had a hard-on for her since The Leftovers. It's created by David Simon, so it's obviously on HBO.
George
Pelicanos.
Pelicanos. Those are the Wire guys.
Right.
And Tremaine.
Yeah. So from Deadline.com, which is a site I go to quite a bit, created by George Pelicanos and David Simon and starring James Franco and Maggie Gyllenhaal, the show chronicles the rise of porn culture in New York City not like Elmira, New York.
Right.
From the early 1970s through the mid-1980s, it's titled after the local slang for the city's fabled 42nd Street. The Deuce explores the rough-and-tumble world of the sex trade. From the moment when both a liberalizing cultural revolution in America's sexuality and the new legal definitions of obscenity created a billion-dollar industry that is now an elemental component of the American cultural landscape, sadly. But that is from Deadline.com.
Hmm.
So the season finale.
It's like we're reading the TV Guide to you.
What?
I said it's like
No, that's from Deadline, not
yeah,
TV.
Yeah, I know,
Guide. I know. Okay. Well, I want to describe the show. This episode began with Frankie and Big Mike supervising the peep show booths that they built. And, you know, they revolutionized.
Like, they look like bathroom stalls.
They do, but then they have other ones with doors.
Well, yeah.
If you look across
that's
the way.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, stalls with doors.
Yes. And they're testing them out. So these are the machines that guys go into the, you know, they go in, put their quarters in, stroke right. off, hit it on the floor, a Mexican cleans it up, and on to the next guy. Autumn, you know about that.
Oh, yeah, I know about that.
Yeah.
So, this is 71?
No, it's past 71, I think. It's got to be, because Deep Throat came out, so it's 72.
Is it?
I think so. When did Deep Throat come out?
See, I'm getting confused, because mine 176.
Because at the end of it, they go to the Deep Throat premiere.
Right.
It was during Nixon's Whitewater thing.
I think it was 71. This is taking
Excuse
place.
Excuse me. Well, Autumn, there's no such thing as Nixon's Whitewater thing.
Whitewater.
That's a thing.
No, it's not. It's called
Watergate.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Whitewater was Clinton's.
Yeah. Well, no, Whitewater is a place where your kids get sick.
Oh, right. E. coli.
That's where I got E. coli.
Yeah.
Damn you, Nixon.
I am not. I never spread E. coli.
I am not bacteria.
And so the on this show, Frankie and Vincent are brothers, and they're twins, and they're both played by James
Based on
Franco.
A true story.
Well, not really, no. It's based on true elements.
But they said that there was two guys.
Yes, but not these two. I mean, it's fictionalized.
Yeah. But they did own the High Cat Club.
Right.
And
yeah. But it's based on reports of people. They gathered all this information. Vincent's pissed off because as they've been working with the mob boss to pay off Frankie's gambling debts, they've been getting offer after offer to create these businesses. And now, what's his name? Pipolo.
Yeah.
That actor who always plays a mob guy, and he played Grandmama in Rounders.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah, he did, I think. Yeah,
he's,
did.
He's just been in all
He's just always been a muscle, and he was the original. He's the guy that Tony Soprano was best friends with, and he died. Jackie Aprile Sr. So anyway, that
he's got a smirk on his face.
Yeah. And they want him to take over this new place, which is going to be all sorts of machines and titty dancers and then a spa upstairs where you could have sex with prostitutes. And Vincent says, no, I don't want to get involved with this. I'm going to go back to the hi-hat and the bar.
Tells the mob guy to fuck you. You don't do that.
Yeah, and then the mob guy goes, he'll come around.
Yeah,
he's a good kid. He's a good kid. He'll come around.
They're going to break his legs.
And so what I read a good review of the episode. Now, if you're following the show, and if you're not following the show, go check it out. But this show is about everybody having pride in who they are. As you see, Maggie Gyllenhaal went from being a street whore to now she's working, performing and directing and running the porn company.
Right.
As porn's starting to expand and they're doing loops and things like that, they've gone from that to actually making legit movies.
Right.
And
hence Deep Throat. They keep referencing Deep Throat as, oh, it's the first. They spent $30,000 on
this
thing.
And they went to the premiere.
Right.
And the lady who was playing, she didn't say anything, but she was playing Linda Lovelace, looked just like her.
Yeah.
Except not as ugly, but sort of just like.
Never seen that film.
Never seen Deep Throat?
Nope.
It's the first porn. How cliche is it? It's the first porn movie I've ever seen.
That's pretty cliche.
I think it was 83. And Jeff, effing Jeff, fuck Jeff. What was it? Hashtag fucking Jeff.
Fucking Jeff. Or we could do effing Jeff.
Jeff was over at my
house.
It's
a family show.
And my mom had these VHS tapes. And she, you know, they were using extended play, so there were three movies on it. And you had to fast forward to get to the scene you wanted to watch. Deep Throat came out, and I remember sitting there, and Jeff was at my house, and I didn't want him to be there because I wanted to watch the movie, obviously. And so I pretended that my mom had come home, and he ran out the back door and ran all the way home to his house.
And then
when he was gone, I put the movie back in.
You did disgusting things to yourself.
But the first thing that struck me was how hairy everybody was.
Ugh.
And
yeah, but back then, that wouldn't have fazed you.
It did, though, because I'd never seen it. And I'd seen magazines up to that point, but I'd never seen fluids or heard noises.
Oh, you see a lot of hair in the Deuce, I'll tell you that.
And there was a lot of hair in Deep Throat. But you still, hey, it's porn. Then she had a bunch of other movies too. She had Sika movies.
Huh?
That's a good introduction. Sika was a porn star in the 70s and early 80s. Seika is her name. Seika.
Like, isn't that a coffee? Senka.
No, that's Senka.
Okay.
Senka.
Did you watch any Tracy Lord stuff?
Don't
answer that.
Why? We all had Tracy Lord's movies. She was the hottest thing in porn.
Are we allowed to say that we watched that?
Of course you were, because we didn't know. You don't have them now, and you can't buy them anywhere.
How old was she?
16.
Yeah.
And she made all those movies?
Oosh.
My favorite clip is her. She's with Tom Byron, and she goes, "Hi, I'm Tracy Lord, and today I'm celebrating my birthday with my good friend Tom Byron. Happy 23rd birthday to me." And then she gives him a blowjob.
Oh. No, I never saw that one.
Man, that really turns me on.
So what do you think of Franco?
Franco's great.
I know. I kind of renewed like a, well, maybe not renewed, but got some respect for him with this show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, he's been great on
I've always liked Franco. I loved him in the Kim Jong-un movie.
The Interview.
The Interview. Everybody was trashing it. That was so funny.
I loved it. I thought it was hysterical.
They hate us because they ain't us. Did you see that, Autumn?
No.
I never saw the Interview.
I heard that it was bad, and then a lot of people that I respected really liked it, and I still didn't watch it.
Yeah, it's good. It's worth a watch. Watch it with your daughter.
James Franco. But with that 70s look, he does look like a classic kind of leading man actor.
From the 70s, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Some of the wigs are shitty on the pimps.
Yeah, those guys are funny, though.
Method Man, right?
Yeah.
He looks great. He looks believable.
Yeah, well,
it is Method Man, right?
Yeah,
okay.
But I don't know who the other guys are. But you look at what they're wearing, and it's so over the top pimp gear.
Yeah,
you're like, come on,
no, that's the way they dress.
Well, I know, but my first instinct is to be like, this is over the top. But then, you know, they're showing old footage at the beginning of the show, and they're talking about it.
I like the white pimp who lets his always push him around.
I have a prediction about him. He's gonna go nuts one episode. I bet you.
Why?
He's real mellow and laid back, but I bet you there's gonna be a scene where he's going to flip his lid and, like, kill somebody. I'm telling you. I'm predicting
that. Well, let's hope not. The saddest part of the episode, of course, was Ruby. Ruby, who was nicknamed Thunder Thighs, is a slightly overweight, voluptuous African-American prostitute. See,
Based on a real woman.
Back it up a little bit here. Right. The police are in cahoots with the mobsters and the pimps. They get a cut of the money. They round them up every once in a while for show. Well, there's something going on now where they wanted, it was wintertime, and they wanted to clean them up for the holiday people, right? You know, the tourists and whatnot. So they put them all inside in these spas, and no one was choosing her because she's fat. So she goes back out on the street to you know, ply her wares, and she gets picked up, and the guy robs her, and then, you know, she wants her dignity back. He calls her Thunder Thighs, and she says, "My name is Ruby," gets mad and pushes her out the window.
And she goes through the awning of the Hi-Hat Club, right, which is the central place of the dues.
And then you have people who are very upset about it. Then you have people who are like, well, that's just life in the dues.
Right.
So you see the dichotomy there. And you can't do it justice talking about it.
No.
So you got to go give it a shot. HBO has ordered a second season, so when it's coming back, we'll let you know.
Yeah, the finale wasn't super monumental. It was just kind of like, all right. Well,
no, but it was good, though.
It was good, but it wasn't like there was no cliffhangers, there was no shocking shit, except for her falling out the window, mm-hmm. or getting pushed, rather. And
did she jump or was she pushed?
They kind of set up the end of like, well, here's what this guy's doing, here's what they're doing, and
we'll
see you next season.
That was a total Simon, that's his name, right?
David Simon.
Yeah, there's a total montage.
Yeah, yeah.
He did that on The Wire a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll say one more thing about The Deuce, and then we should move on. Is it's great to watch. If you watch it on HBO or HBO Go, they have the after show interviews with David Simon or any of those guys. And listening to that, you really start appreciating it, because they talk about all the real stuff mm-hmm. that was going on. And they say, see, we showed that because back then they were doing this. And it's like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway,
all right.
Thought I should mention that.
Another show a lot of people are watching and talking about is Mindhunters.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen
that? You guys watching that?
I'm almost finished. My wife skipped ahead.
I'm probably where you are. I'm like at 7.
Yeah. I have a couple more episodes to go. It's a great show, though.
We probably shouldn't get into it, but
we'll talk about it more later.
Yeah.
Second season has been ordered, and it'll be focusing on the Atlanta child murders.
Oh, I can't get into the show.
You tried it?
No, Travis showed me the trailer for it on Netflix, and I was like, he was excited. He said, we can watch this together. And I was,
is he watching it?
No, But now you're saying the second season is about some child murder? Like,
well, no. Do you know? Are you familiar with the Atlanta child murders? It was huge in the early 80s.
I don't.
This is the thing about that show, though. They don't show any gore or anything really happening to anybody.
It's all about.
It's all talking.
Yes.
Mostly, and it's all psychological.
I know.
And the guy who played Ed, the guy who played Ed Kempler was amazing, or Ed Kemper was amazing. Sounded just like him and looked like
him. And that was a tense scene when they interview him for the first time. It's like, holy shit.
So why are you here talking to me? Yeah. What can I do to help? Autumn, it's psychological. You can't watch it with the kids, but tell Travis he's allowed to watch.
Well, and Autumn would appreciate the main character.
Yeah.
I'm like listening to him. I'm like, God, where do I know this guy from? Then I was just listening to his voice. I'm like, I know this voice. And then I figured it out.
Yeah.
He's Kristoff.
Kristoff.
Oh, really?
Yep.
From what?
Oh,
Frozen.
Frozen.
Only me and Autumn would know about
that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know anything about Kristoff. Frozen. Although anyway. You shouldn't dress up as a Disney princess for Halloween because it's white
disrespectful.
Privilege.
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
Unless you're Tiana. Anyway, go on.
Anyway, one more show, Stranger Things, of course. We will get into this more in depth next week when people have a chance to digest it. I'm only on the first episode. How about you, John?
I'm at three. Yeah, I finished
you're at three.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
at three as
you're
well.
At three. All right, let's not.
Well, let's do first impressions.
First impressions, go ahead.
Well, with you too. I mean,
well, I'll get to it. But you...
this is the thing about Stranger Things. I'm enjoying it, of course, and I'm two episodes in. And
I like how, by the way, Pittsburgh skyline looks frighteningly like Atlanta's, because they opened the show in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
and
right.
In the 80s, and you see the first thing you see is one peach tree plaza in the background.
This ain't That's what I thought. I was like, this is Atlanta, right?
Right. Yes, it's totally Atlanta.
Okay.
The magic of film. I'm excited about it, and I'm dying to watch the rest of it, and I'm enjoying watching these two episodes, but there's been so much hype about it, you know?
Yeah,
and
of course there has.
Everybody's just been waiting for it. It's almost like you have to calm yourself down and try to experience it as if you were watching it again for the first time.
Right.
You know? And, you know, it's like the kids are so well-known now, and now I'm all in my head when I'm watching it. I'm like, oh, these kids are, you know.
It's like it accidentally got precious.
Right.
Yes.
So... I don't know. I have this bad feeling that it's going to get cheesy real quick, but like bad cheesy.
Yeah.
Where I'm going to be like, ah, fuck, is this the direction they're going with this? I have this bad feeling that that's going to happen, but, you know, of course, I hope not. And I'm going to ride it out. I do like that huge, you haven't watched two yet.
No.
All right, never mind.
I saw the huge monster, though. What episode is that?
That huge monster. Well,
where he walks
he's
out,
in the clouds.
He walks out at the end of episode one,
where
right?
Where they're in the arcade, right?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And there's that huge monster. So there's another, I guess it's the same monster in the sky in episode two where he's freaking out towards the end. And it looks even bigger. And it's like, holy shit. It does really feel like a bad nightmare, like a real nightmare.
You remember when we got those Radio Labyrinth shirts made that look like the logo?
No, I don't remember because I don't own one.
Didn't I give you one?
No.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
I'll get you one.
I never really asked that. Intently.
Before I go to that, John, what's your impression so far?
I like it. It's starting a little slow, but that's how the first season was too.
Yeah.
Our buddy makes an appearance in this season.
Who?
PJ.
He does?
McDonald.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know he's
You
in,
know PJ?
Yeah.
Autumn knows PJ.
I
don't know. I'm the only one who doesn't know PJ?
I know he used to work at your channel.
I've played some gigs with him. He's a good dude.
He's a good guy.
Do I know him? Would I know him?
I don't know.
Huh. I mean, I worked at Clear Channel. And,
hair lip. He was Pat McDonald's nephew, right?
Right.
I think so.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I've never heard of him.
Well, who does he play in it?
I don't know. I saw him post something about it the other day, but I think it's like, I know he's in episode 7. So
okay.
We'll see him eventually.
Well, when I had those shirts made, they were made by a guy who works at Littles in Cabbage Town.
Yeah.
You know, the awesome burger place and convenience store.
Right.
And I asked him to make these shirts, and I went to pick up the shirts when they were ready. And I took it out of the packaging so I could, you know, hold it up and look at it. And I'm like, this is fantastic. This is amazing. And I'm like, this is great. And I'm looking at him, and he's smiling. He's beaming. And there's a girl to my right, you know, pretty young girl. And I don't, you know, dwell on that because I don't want to be the creepy old man. And I lifted up the shirt, and I said, hey, doesn't this look awesome? And she kind of blushed and said, yeah, that's great. That's awesome. And I get back to Mary Todd, the barbershop, and Kevin texts me, and he goes, you know, you were just showing the shirt to Natalia Dyer, who plays Nancy.
Plays Nancy, yeah.
And I had no clue what? Because her hair was short.
Yeah.
And which it is on the show this season.
I know.
And then I would sit on the bench smoking cigarettes, and Joe Keery would walk by, and Charlie Heaton would walk by. That would be Steve and Jonathan.
Yeah.
And they were always super nice kids, but they hung out in Cabbage Town constantly.
Right.
So
I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
I mean, Cabbage Town is cool, but
because you can walk around down there and not get harassed by people.
Yeah. Or run over.
Or, well, you can, just, well, if you're not paying attention, you can get run over down again.
Yeah.
No, but they, it is a neighborhood where they, you know, Winona Ryder was living there, but she's a weirdo anyway.
Right.
And I've, you know, I know a guy who works for the crew.
Yeah.
You know, I think he runs sound, and he would say that she was really weird. She'd stay in her trailer, and when they were ready to shoot her scene, she'd come out, do her, I mean, just be great, do her thing, and then immediately go right back.
Wasn't she real wacky at the Emmys last year?
Yeah, yeah.
What did she do? She was just on stage being weird, right?
I think she had.
She was like looking around in space.
Yes.
And she was reacting to every single word that was said.
That's right. Yeah. She was making. Tripping. It's like she was high. Yeah.
David Harbour, who plays Chief Hooper or Hopper, was saying all these things. And she's like, what?
Oh, yeah.
She was like Hillary when the balloons fell down. What?
I bet you that guy's friggin' annoying. I love him, but he's a great actor.
We find out that Millie Bobby Brown ended up living with. Well, I'm not going to say anything. 11. Yeah. L.
Right.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
that disturbed my wife.
Oh, yeah? That they were living together?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she was like, well, that's kind of weird.
Why?
His daughter died, like though, if you remember.
Yeah. Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
He's a father figure. Well,
neither one of us could remember creepy. The first season.
Huh?
It's been so long, neither one of us could really remember the first season until, you know, little ways in.
What do you guys think of Mad Max and her mulleted brother?
I think it's great, man. Well, I like that Z28, first of all. But,
yes.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro. Punch it.
I don't know. He's a caricature.
Yeah, definitely.
Unfortunately.
But we had guys like that in my high school. They didn't drive cars like that. They drove old Novas that were fucking jacked up in the back.
It was the second episode. You haven't seen it. It's the second episode where he's like running them down, right?
Or trying to, yeah.
Trying to run them. And it was very, all right.
And the love interest for Max is Lucas, right? I mean, boyfriend, girlfriend. It's more innocent than like they're not making out.
Right.
Possibly.
Yeah, I saw some people on 4chan complaining about it because they're a bunch of racists. So,
oh, really?
Yes, of course. They.
I mean,
I don't like that. It's whites and blacks. It's like the 50s.
I know some people. I know two separate people who are on the crew for Stranger Things. Good people, normal people, and both of them have mentioned that Duffer Brothers not the easiest guys to work for.
No. How about Paul Reiser being on the show?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Fucking, it's so aliens.
I know, but he's so old.
Yeah.
That's how old. I know.
I love Paul Reiser so much.
It just floored me. I'm like, is that Paul Reiser?
Yeah.
I really like that he didn't sound so nebbish.
Yes, he didn't sound mad about you-ish.
Yeah. He did a
he's
good
so
job
mad about you-ish.
Sounding like Paul Reiser.
Yes. But you guys didn't watch this show, but I was watching him in a show recently, that show on Amazon. I had talked about it last year called Red Oaks.
Mm-hmm.
It was about the country club in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Autumn, do you know this one?
No, I don't.
Yeah, well, do you have Amazon?
Yeah. Prime? Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I don't watch anything on it, but I have.
Anyway, that was a great show.
Well, you only have two kids.
He was pretty much one of the main characters of that show, and he looks like he does in Stranger Things now, so I was kind of, I guess I eased into that look.
And Sean Astin.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Sean Astin.
Yep.
Oh, I like him
on there, though.
So do I.
Bob.
He's like so sweet and dorky.
I have an interview that I did with him. Remember on the regular guy show I would do
Geeking
Out with Tim, and I got to do one with Sean Astin, and we talked a lot about his mother and how my mother loved her, so we had similarities and stuff. But it was a good interview. Maybe I'll put a little bit of it
in. Wait, who's his mom?
Patty Duke.
Oh, right.
And his dad was John Astin from the Addams Family.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
In the second episode, he goes, you want to take a ride in the Bobmobile?
Oh, God.
But he's that guy, though. He's playing him perfect.
Well, I hope he does. Caitlin, my wife, is asking me, who is that guy? Who is that guy? And I said, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I'm Goonies. Naming all the things. Like
Goonies?
Well, no. Then I said, what did I say that she picked up on? Oh, I said Rudy.
Yeah.
So everybody's seen Rudy, except for me. I've never seen Rudy. Have you ever seen
it? I haven't either.
I saw it when it was first out.
Seen it.
I saw it when it first came out, but I don't remember it now.
I've never seen Pretty in Pink either.
What?
Oh.
Never saw Ducky?
You went to Melania.
Don't bully them. Beat the and bean.
Poor Tim.
Too many bullies.
What? Poor Tim what?
Doesn't like Molly Ringwald.
I do like, I love Molly Ringwald.
Do you?
I bought the pirate movie she was in the early 90s because she was nude in it.
Oh, yeah?
And then when I was done,
How was that?
I said, I am done.
Yeah, I am done with that.
Done with my Molly Ringwald infatuation. But I will say it's better to do that than to watch old episodes of The Facts of Life.
Is it?
She's on the first season, if you recall.
Yeah.
Yes. You don't recall? You didn't watch shows about women at a girl's school?
I didn't.
Did you watch it at all?
I didn't. Well, I think I probably saw an episode.
But yeah, Blair.
Oh, jeez.
That's not right.
Marley. Yeah.
What's not right?
Weren't you doing an impression of someone who has Down syndrome?
No. She had cerebral palsy.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
What show had someone with Down syndrome on it?
I don't know. Corky?
Corky.
Life Goes On?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I didn't watch any of those shows, like Charles in Charge.
No?
Well, you were too young.
Who's the boss?
No, I didn't watch anything. I know that my friends did, but
Samantha, where'd you get those new tits?
It's his daughter, you bastard.
Mona bought him for that. Whore. No. Mona the whore.
But she's good. Isn't that, she's on Transparent now, right? No.
No. Angela's on.
Angela.
Yo, Angela. Samantha got new tits. That never happened on my show.
Do you watch Transparent? Pains.
I'd never let Mike get his penis enlarged.
Huh?
Do you watch Transparent? You never watched it.
I watched the first season.
Yeah?
Yes.
You never followed through, huh?
No. Not that I... Amazon pisses me off because in order to watch it on your TV, you have to buy their fucking thing. And I already have Google Chromecast, and I already have these other things, but you can't watch the fucking Amazon Prime unless you buy their shit.
Well, I mean, I watch everything on my Xbox.
I don't have an Xbox.
Netflix.
If I brought home an Xbox, my wife would throw me out.
No, she
would. And it sucks because I want to get that new South Park game. I've been watching it on,
it's great.
On Twitch.
Did you finish it already?
I already won it.
He's been talking about this game for over a year.
I pre-ordered it like a year and a half ago.
What level did you play?
I was a cisgendered white guy.
Because
it was easy level.
Yeah, right? Have you seen this, Autumn? They have a slider to make it, the levels are, if you're white, it's easy. And if you're black, it's the hardest level.
Right.
Jesus. Yeah.
Well, you develop your character as the game goes, so you keep adding stuff.
Yeah.
Race comes in a little ways into the game, and yeah, if you pick the black character, it's harder.
Well, I've been watching it on Twitch because you can watch people who are good at it play it.
It's fun.
I'm going to watch somebody play video games.
I never thought I did either, and then I started watching Twitch one night because I wanted to buy this one game, and I'm like, let me see how other people playing it.
Right.
And I got into it.
You don't have a Roku?
No.
Apple TV?
No. All right, we're going to chip in. We're going to buy you some piece of shit.
We have an Apple TV. I can never hook it up.
Why
not? Okay, I'm lazy.
That's the easiest thing to hook up ever.
I can't figure out how to put the HDMI cord into the back.
And a power cord.
Right.
Right.
Anyway. Right.
All right. Talking about things that you don't expect to be enjoying.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
On Facebook Live, I've been watching people open oysters.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding?
One of these
Do you
people?
Know this?
No.
It's like a multi-level marketing thing where you're like selling. Okay, so originally it would be that this person would recruit other people and you would, it's almost like selling Avon.
I got to watch this right now.
It's with oysters.
Gross.
And you have oyster opening parties, pearl parties, because inside are these pearls that are, worthless, but you pay like $20 an oyster and it's exciting. And sometimes there are twins, And then you sell settings that they go in and blah, blah, blah. But instead of having hosting parties, they do them on Facebook Live now and do these online orderings and all this stuff. So, it's a huge racket.
Well, yeah, but these people are geniuses. Why can't I think of stupid shit like this to, rob people of their money from?
You got the occasional.
Great. I love it. It's my favorite one is called Discover a Pearl, I think. Let me look it up. Discover a Pearl. She's my favorite. She's like... She has like a wonky eye, but she's like the thinnest out of all of them. Like if you look up oyster opening or pearl parties on Facebook, you'll find a lot of kind of overweight ladies.
I've been watching a lot of clam openings. I like to watch the clam openings.
You better be, because you're going to fall into being one of those ladies that likes to watch people like open presents and shit on YouTube.
Does well, anybody... I guess I'm already that
I've watched people open baseball cards on Twitter.
You better watch it. You're going to go into Looney Land.
Ira, I've watched a guy open an entire case of football cards
on
YouTube.
Well, it's the same thing.
I know.
It's a similar thing.
Yeah.
So all you guys.
Well, watch her. She's called Discover a Pearl. She's wonderful. She's ridiculous, and she gets kind of mad at people. She's real passive aggressive. She's really fun to watch.
I'm going to get into this. I'm going to give you a review.
Does anybody ever stab themselves with a oyster shucker?
Not yet. It's just a little knife. They just need a little knife.
Yeah,
she's a pro. I bet she has scars.
Probably.
She does have a thumb that. Okay, so I've been watching it for a while. She has a thumb that's healing because she cut herself.
Yeah, I cut myself on the thumb opening an oyster.
Is she old?
No, she's young. She's 26.
What's the show called?
It's called Discover a Pearl.
Is she?
She goes every night. Attractive? I think at 8:30 every weekday.
Huh. Is this something Jeff would watch?
No.
He's got a wonky eye.
No.
No.
I mean, I don't know, but.
So she doesn't look like Emily Mead, is what you're saying?
No.
Oh, gotcha.
All right. Now we're going to pivot. We're going to pivot.
Let's pivot.
Well, you had something you wanted to say.
No, that was it.
All right. I like your Star Wars pulley or hoodie.
Thank you.
Pulley. You can tell I'm tired, man. I've been up since 5:30.
I know. You're in Lawrenceville.
Yeah. Lawrenceville. And I like how everybody said, Autumn used to live in Lawrenceville, and then they talked over when she said, I'm from Loganville.
Yeah. whatever. Let it go.
Autumn.
Yo.
What is your kid making you watch?
Oh, man. Something called True and the Rainbow Kingdom.
Ira.
Is anybody watching this?
No. John, are you watching? No, I'm not. No. Ira might be watching some of these things.
I think I saw that.
What is it?
My kids are into something else right now, but I've seen that.
We should do a segment called What Are Our Kids Making Us Watch? Because sometimes it's pretty horrible. It's about this little 8-year-old girl, and she has a cat sidekick, and there are these citizens in the Rainbow Kingdom. And there's a lot of weird things happen.
Was this some sort of queer thing?
Yeah, it's a little bit queer.
All sorts of gays running around.
Well, on the Wikipedia thing, it says that
it's just a rainbow.
They solve problems and empower viewers with her imagination, mindfulness, and empathy.
Uh-huh.
Which sounds real annoying.
Yeah, just what kids like.
Yeah. Empowerment. But really what it is like very bubbly and cute.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's
lots
it's
of colors not, and shapes that kids can get into without
worrying
about the story.
Shiny, yeah. Bubbly looking characters and
it's like itchy and scratchy.
Kind of Japanimation-y.
Ooh, the cat's name is Bartleby.
Bartleby, that's right.
I knew that. I didn't have to look that
up. That's on Netflix?
That's on Netflix. Yeah. And oh my God, I'm watching Moana over and over and over.
I like
over
Moana.
And over again. I do too, but it is like on a constant loop in our house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have the same problem with the ice movie?
What? Frozen?
Frozen?
So my parents really indoctrinated Ellie on Frozen.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that she would have watched it over and over like she would have if my parents. So like when we were coming up to Maryland to find a place to live, they played Frozen for her all the time because they knew it was a thing. They knew that like kids liked Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
So then Ellie started to like Frozen and she was into it. And my parents were like buying her like Frozen dolls and whatever. But this is like the first thing that she's watched over and over and over that she's discovered herself.
Moana.
It's really Moana. Good.
We saw it in the theater. It's a good movie, actually.
I like
it. Yeah.
You saw it?
Well, The Rock is in it.
My niece's name is Ellie, and I took her to see Frozen and Moana.
Wow.
You did?
Yeah.
Which did you like better?
Moana.
Frozen is messed up. Frozen, there's no
dark.
Clear villain.
Yeah.
Except at the very end, which even that storyline is confusing.
Yeah.
Why? What is he doing? No, we can't get into that. Anyway, Frozen's not as good. There were a lot of problems and a lot of different writers that came in. Once the song, the Let It Go, came out, like they had to change the whole script because they had to lessen her evil meter or whatever because the song was so nice.
Well, I think it was based on an older story called The Snow Queen, which was a lot darker.
Yeah, super dark. Well, even like the original story for Little Mermaid is super dark.
Yeah.
Who's that? Hans Christian Andersen.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. Moana's really good, but I'm watching it over and over, and that's what I'm being forced to watch.
So that movie came out last year, right?
Yeah.
And they had Halloween costumes, and they had to take them off the shelves because it was wrong for white kids to wear the...
Hawaiian?
Yeah. Well, are they Samoan?
Well, because, look, if one person complains... You have to address it now.
Yeah.
So you have one guy or woman that says, well, that's offensive to me. And then, oh, that's it. right?
Yep. And I couldn't even wear my. I was going to go this year as a rabbi, but you know, I started walking down the street and with the payuses on and everything, and it's like
they thought you were just walking to shul.
Yeah, walking to shul.
You know what that is?
I do. You know, by the way, every Friday night when I, or Friday afternoon when I leave work to go home, I take La Vista Road.
Oh, yeah, Toco Hills.
And Toco Hills, man, you get slammed in traffic, especially on the high holiday. I was stuck in it forever.
Do you know I'm probably farther away from that crowd than I am, like, just normal Christians?
Well, you mean just
as far as relating to those people?
Oh, okay. I did not know that. You know
what I mean? Pretty much. Anyway, how did we get on this topic? We're talking about Moana.
Cultural appropriation.
I know. I want to ask you about, are you like a Catholic then? Like a Easter and...
Who, me? Yeah. No, I'm Jewish, but I'm just...
No, but...
What?
I mean, like how... You know, like, I feel like I am culturally Catholic.
We have
just
a thing.
Like a lot of Jewish people are culturally Jewish.
Right. We have that's a thing called C&E Catholics. You go to Christmas and Easter service, and that's it. So yeah. You would be a... What would you
I don't
be?
Go to any service.
No, but you have Seder, right?
Yeah, but it's more just to get the family together.
Do you
we have a Christmas
a,
tree?
Do you have a Christmas tree?
Yes.
Oh, your wife's Christian.
Don't tell my mother.
Don't tell my mother.
You know what I say every year? I have a Christmas tree because I'm an American.
Yeah, you know that's perfect.
That's why I have a Christmas tree, right?
Are your kids Christian?
But I do have Kenny on my Christmas tree with a menorah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you're represented.
That's right.
No,
we do Hanukkah too, though.
Cool.
Hanukkah's nice, man.
Yeah.
You light the candles. It's all mellow.
If I were going to switch to any other religion, it would be Judaism.
Yeah, well, you know,
they don't like converts. We got enough.
The bit of.
You just start sounding like Richard Lewis, and you're good.
Richard Lewis. Did you hear that? Anyway, I don't want to go
on Gilbert.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just
great.
Got because I got a new
I
car.
To that too.
I got a new car.
Oh yeah, congrats.
And thank you. But now I can listen to podcasts again because all the auxiliary audio inputs on my BMW just fried, and I refuse to spend money to fix them. But now I got the Bluetooth working, so I'm getting caught up on all these podcasts I've missed. And one of them's Gilbert. So far I've listened to the Richard Lewis one, the Bobcat Goldthwait one, and I just finished Wink Martindale, which was fascinating.
Was it? Yeah, I didn't listen to that one yet.
So you listen to Gilbert's podcast, Autumn?
I do.
What's your favorite one so far?
I loved the Bobcat one.
Wasn't that great?
It was great.
But I love Bobcat.
Yeah, so do I.
I got to listen to that.
Yeah, that's that. That's
if you like old Hollywood, in the way that the show is done.
Well, the whole show is...
Yeah, I know. Oh, you were in Problem Child. Which is what he says to everybody.
It's basically the guest breaking Gilbert's balls and him just laughing about it, which is great.
Who is his sidekick who doesn't know anything, I feel?
Frank Santopadre. He knows a lot.
He knows more than anybody.
Oh, really? See, I feel like anytime he would say something, it was either negated or it was not correct or something. Maybe I just... Well,
that depends on the guest and how bad the research they've done is.
Yeah.
But usually he's spot on. And the thing with the Wink Martindale came out in July, but I didn't know that Wink Martindale was best friends with Elvis. And actually, the woman that Wink Martindale married and has been married to for 50-some years dated Elvis for 6 years.
Is Wink his real name?
I doubt it. But he's from Tennessee, which I didn't know. They didn't address his name.
How do you get that name?
I don't know. He was a radio DJ. So all these guys started out as radio DJs and went to L.A. and made it big. And I knew there was a reason I liked Wink Martindale. But the thing is, he's in his 90s or late 80s or whatever.
Yeah.
He sounds exactly the same as he did in the 70s, hosting those game shows he used to host.
Well, you're going to have the same thing, man. All these radio guys.
No, I smoke too much.
Well,
probably get Alzheimer's.
You'll stay right where you are right now.
All right. So thank you very much, Autumn, for what my kid is making.
Look, there's a cool tune. The soundtrack to Moana is actually pretty good, and there's a tune called Shiny that's my kid's favorite. It sounds like a Bowie tune. It's really good.
Well, it's Jermaine.
Jermaine?
Jermaine,
is that who that
from,
is?
Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, I love it.
Oh. Well, that's a good tune.
What was that dragon
song?
It's
the darkest
from
part
first...
of the movie. Of course, my kids like that the best.
Well, and that's, what's his name?
Noriega.
Yes.
Manuel Noriega?
The Hamilton guy.
The Hamilton guy.
Oh, okay.
He wrote, along with like a Polynesian guy or something, a bunch of the songs. And he said that he was listening to that Flight of the Conchords Bowie song over and over and over when he was writing Shiny.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you're right on, Ira.
Anyway, the song was called Albie the Racist Dragon.
What?
It's a Flight of the Conchords song that Jermaine sings. It's great. Huh.
Is that the dude from What We Do in the Shadows?
Yes. Oh my God!
I never got into Flight of the Conchords. I tried.
It's such a great show, but their performances are better.
There
to
was
me.
Something about it that I couldn't.
Band meeting, guys. Band meeting.
Brit.
Couldn't do
Present.
It.
Present. Jermaine.
I'll be the racist dragon. Get your hands off me, dirty.
I have one of my best friends, a guy from New Zealand.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck those guys. He hates anything Australian.
They're really? They're New Zealand.
But they're New Zealand.
Oh, that's right. He was saying, fuck those guys. I don't know. He doesn't like them for some reason. I forgot.
I love what we do in the show. Cheesy.
Me too.
I was a late adapter to that. Did you see that, Autumn?
No, I don't know.
I saw some
of
that.
Yeah, Google it. You'll love it. Yeah, it's amazing. It's just these vampires that all live together, and it's a documentary reality show, but it's comedy. And then they have, what's the name of the Nosferatu that lives in the basement? Stuart.
Stuart.
Yeah.
Stuart.
And then they're fighting with werewolves.
They're werewolves, not swearwolves.
Yes, we're werewolves, not swearwolves. You haven't done the dishes for 5 years. I'm a vampire, not cleaning. Anyway, so I got a couple of random news stories we can talk about, and then we're going to play Ira's scary movie intro game.
Or whatever.
We can all play, except for Ira.
Well, we haven't told John Mark what it is.
That's okay.
At his request.
It'll be a surprise.
Okay.
What is?
What the game actually is. Right, but it doesn't matter. We can tell you what it is.
Okay. Bad Reboot from Deadline.com. Fox is developing a potential new incarnation of its Emmy-winning drama series, 24. They just did this.
Yeah.
And so this was the reboot of the reboot.
Hey, man, if it ain't broke.
Hey, man. This time it will have a female lead.
Of course.
And take the real-time format of the terrorism-themed original and apply it to a different arena, criminal justice. Ugh. Yeah. Ugh.
As I said.
We need an all-female A-team.
Yeah.
Anything on the network.
The
female
B-team.
A-team.
That would be the B-team.
I'm not.
The TNA team.
Oh, there you go. I'm in.
Did you say that, Autumn, before me?
Nope.
Okay.
I couldn't come up
That's
with
you.
It.
That's you. You get the credit.
Yay.
Here's another story. Playboy halts plans for a Brett Ratner-directed Hugh Hefner biopic.
Jesus.
This comes from Collider and The Hollywood Report. The LA Times published an article today that Brett Ratner is now being accused by 6 women who have leveled sexual harassment allegations. A couple of them even have said assault. Jared Leto was supposed to have been Hugh Hefner, so I'm kind of glad that it's not happening because I can't stand him.
Well, what all did he direct?
Brett Ratner? I'd have to look that up real quick.
You said one today. I can't remember.
Some background music on him.
Did he do that Robert Downey Jr. movie with Val Kilmer, the Kiss Kiss Bang Bang?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
That was a good flick.
Looking at he's 5'8".
Oh, yeah?
Oh, no wonder he has to harass people.
I'm still shorter than him. I'm still shorter than him.
Yeah, sure.
He did X-Men.
The Last Stand.
X-Men The Last Stand. Is he a producer or a director? He's a producer, apparently.
Red Dragon.
Oh, God, that movie's
Hercules.
Terrible. Prison Break, he did that. True Crimes, Stanley Kubrick's Napoleon, which is a short. War Dogs. What the fuck? 21? That was an okay movie with Kevin Spacey in it. No, okay.
I was thinking about Swimming with Sharks the other day. Remember that movie?
Yep.
And then lastly, Corey Feldman is canceling the remainder of his tour. This comes from BrooklynVegan.com. Here's my latest tweet. I'm very sorry to say that my tour is completely ended. I can't apologize enough. God called and asked me to forego my selfish needs and serve.
Yeah, well, you're welcome.
I'm talking about my truth campaign to out pedophiles, which is still going on today, Matt.
This guy, man. What is going to become of Corey Feldman?
The Star Whackers are going to get him. He needs to go live with Randy Quaid in a trailer.
I mean, he's passed like... I forget it. My brain stopped.
My brain hurt.
Charlie...
I've got a brain cloud.
Charlie Sheen.
You're going to throw you into a volcano.
He's like past Charlie Sheen now.
Winning.
In craziness.
No, Charlie Sheen's the craziest.
Yeah. And Charlie pulled it back. I don't think Corey Feldman's going to be able to pull it back.
None of them are as crazy as Randy Quaid.
Oh, yeah.
But he might not be crazy.
I think he's...
I know. If Corey Feldman comes up dead from an overdose,
well,
suspicious.
The other day, some trucks were coming after
me.
He says.
Bless
his heart.
A little paranoid?
He's being defensive now on Twitter because... people are saying, listen, you want this $10 million to make your movie, but you're not going to name names until then. He's like, I never said that.
We're just going to stop listening to him, right?
That's exactly what he said. And yes, that is what will happen. Right. He'll be Chicken Little so much that no one will pay any attention to him. However, I think he has a good point. And, you know, if you guys want to go explore the rabbit hole that is Pedo Wood, P-E-D-O Wood,
just Google
it and go.
I'm not Googling anything like that.
Yes. Well, no, it's not. It's not the wood of a pedo.
I'll do it because I'm a lady.
Yes.
Yeah, so they're going to come for you then, huh?
Nah.
Yes. Or pedo gate is another term for it. So, anyway, there's that. Let's do Ira's scary.
I wouldn't
movie
even Google gate. Moped because
of the ped in there.
Right.
All right, Ira, explain this. Explain the game to us.
Oh, it's very easy.
Okay.
Since this was, you know, originally going to be a Halloween show, and it still is, and we have John Mark who knows a lot of scary movies, and you do as well. I thought we'd play a little simple game where we're just gonna play you some themes to classic horror films. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the score. It's either the main title song of the movie or it's an element of the score of the movie.
Okay.
And we will play. We'll have a little contest and see who answers first. Very simple. Just between the two of you. Because Autumn, I don't know how well you might know this stuff.
Yeah, I think. Are you going to say our name? Should we say our names as like our buzzer?
Yes.
No, I think it's just the three of you. I think whoever shouts it out, we'll be able to figure it out.
All right.
Right?
Do we have a pen?
Now, the first ones are going to be very easy.
All right.
And then they'll get more difficult.
All right. And if you're at home, play along.
And then if they're too difficult, I'll try to give you little hints here and there.
Play along at home.
So I sent these MP3s to Tim just labeled as numbers, so he does not know
all right
what they are.
But I am playing them.
I know. All right.
All right. Well, I'm going to let John write the names. John, Tim, Autumn, or Autumn first, because ladies first and also alphabetically.
Yes, you are.
Are we ready?
Ready. All right.
On your mark, get set, go.
Here's number one, and we're waiting. Friday the 13th.
Psycho.
Very good.
Oh.
Mark one for Tim. I told you the first ones are going to go quick.
All right, here's number two. Eventually. Here we go. No,
nice and easy.
Halloween.
Ah.
He knew it. Half of a note, he knew it. All right, one and one.
Number three.
Oh,
Amityville
on.
Horror.
No,
come
on.
Exorcist.
Exorcist.
Very good, Tim.
I was
what?
Picturing
the thing with the thing. This is why it's hard.
That's really good. Is that... Who did this music?
Tubular Bells. It's Mike Oldfield.
Can I tell you, my dad has a story of working
serious?
In a mall.
I think so.
Oh,
yeah. And it was Christmas time, and they would play this song.
This one?
Yeah, because they thought it was a Christmas song.
Oh, my God.
somebody posted a meme the other day,
uh-huh.
And it said, you know, worst Halloween decorations ever, and it was a nursing home of all these old people in wheelchairs, and it was all tombstones
oh.
and shit all over the place.
That's going to be me in a week.
I know. I was like, whose idea was that?
All right,
number four.
Psycho.
Very good.
Good job, Autumn.
One
good
for
job.
Autumn.
Yes, I got one.
All right, number five.
Shining.
Very
Shining.
Good.
Oh,
very I
good,
love John. This movie so much.
I know, me too. Actually,
me too.
John and I were texting about The Shining all day.
Yeah, I love that movie.
What were you saying? I want to be included on this text chain.
All right. We'll loop you in next time.
Stephen King hates it, which is, I like it even more because
yeah.
of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's really not the same story.
No.
This was one of the early films, even horror film or not, that it was so, like a real good film, you know, just done so well
yeah.
that I really got into. That I understood cinema.
Did you watch it when you were 10 years old like I did on
yes.
HBO?
No.
That was very disturbing.
Yeah.
Especially when the old lady gets up and she's naked. And then she turns into
right.
the witch.
But I remember being young and having that thought of, this movie is not like other movies.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's just
yeah.
done very differently.
It's a slow build.
Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. it is.
You ever watch the documentary movie
yeah.
about it?
Yes, Room
234.
I was not that impressed with that movie.
Oh,
you
come
gotta get
on.
High. You gotta get high.
All right, well, maybe. Because I just felt like it was like a kook saying, like,
this is a kook.
It is a kook, but come on, some of the stuff that they point out, like the rocket ship stuff.
Yeah, conspiracy things, though, are much better served when you're, oh, man, that could be true. Yeah.
Like the space shuttle on Danny's shirt? Come on.
Yeah, oh, no, it was Apollo.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Apollo on his yeah. sweater? Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Number six.
Gonna start getting a little difficult, I'm just telling you.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Very good.
Oh, that was a good one. Darn bitch.
So gentle.
It is.
Now the next one.
You know the girl in the first one? Was Beth in Better Off Dead.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no.
Yes.
The blonde. The main chick?
No, the blonde who got sliced up and she's on the ceiling and blood everywhere.
Yeah. Isn't Johnny Depp in the first one?
He is.
Yeah.
All right, this is number 7. Ready?
Now, this one is specifically for somebody in this room.
Okay. Friday the 13th?
No, come on. This is one of your favorite movies.
Silence of the Lambs.
Nope. And I don't even know this movie.
How do you know it's one of my favorite movies?
You've talked about it before. 1979.
Amityville Horror?
Nope.
Give me another hint.
Halloween.
See, this one I can't really hint you too much because I don't know the movie that well. You want me to just tell you?
Yeah.
No, give us more clues.
No, give us more clues.
I can't.
Let's play it again.
I don't know this movie that well, but you've talked about it.
Oh, Phantasm.
There you go.
What's Phantasm?
Oh, my God. You don't know?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my God.
I put this specifically on for him. I figured you'd get it right away.
It was one of my favorite horror movies of all time.
It's a good one. I recognized it, but I couldn't remember what it was.
Boy. It has these little Phantasm. Zombie Jawas that take people to another dimension. All right. Number eight.
This is a fun game.
This is one of my favorites.
Anne of Green Gables.
It's a little, you know.
Bridges of Madison County.
Elusive.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
This is going to be tough. The Ellis and
Child's Play.
John Children Mark knows it.
Children of the Corn? Autumn says.
You know it, right?
I do.
All right. 1982.
Prom Night.
Oh.
Craig T. Nelson.
Oh, the Poltergeist.
Who gets it? Does that mean you get
Who
it?
Who said it?
I know. Was that too big of a hint?
No. Craig T. Nelson was in a lot of things. Coach.
Coach.
All right. Give it to Tim.
How many more are there?
A fucking lot.
Yeah, let's.
You want me to skip ahead? Come on, this is fun.
No, I don't want to skip ahead.
I wonder if it's fun for other people to listen to.
Of course it is. It's okay. A Halloween show.
Post-Halloween.
All right, we'll go quick. We'll try it's not to home. Pontificate too much.
All right, here's number 9.
Yeah. John will get this.
The Omen?
Nope. 1979.
Rosemary's Baby.
No.
Rosemary's.
70?
1979.
Alien.
Nope.
Alien.
I said Alien.
Oh, you said Alien? I'm sorry.
It's not about, there's not a traditional killer in it.
1979.
Maybe it's a building or something.
Carrie's earlier.
Maybe like something's haunted.
Amityville Horror.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah, but you gave too many clues. Give that one to Jen.
Nah, it's all right.
Give that one to me.
Give that one to Autumn.
Well, nobody was getting it. I had to
throw me one.
Throw her one.
Those clues weren't good? Throw her one. Eh, threw her one.
I threw her one in an alley. One, all right, here's number 10.
All right. This movie fucked me up when I saw it.
Carrie?
This is old. This is some old shit.
Rosemary's Baby?
Very good.
No. Oh, there you
it
go.
Is?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Good job, Autumn.
Yeah.
Thanks. 1968. I love that movie.
John Cassavetes.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what's her name singing?
Mia Farrow?
Yeah.
You know, I like Ruth Gordon in them. You know, I got you this tea.
Ralph.
Come back with my Oreos, you hairy ass. You know that?
Oh, yes! Get back here with my Oreos, you hairy ass.
Fuck yes. Harold and Maude, also another good movie. All right.
This will be a little bonus for you.
Number 11.
This is something fun. Let the midnight special shine a light on. Come on, John.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Nah. Let the midnight
special. Oh.
It's the opening scene of a movie. Christine? 1983.
Christine?
Nope. You want me to start hinting, or you think you got it?
No, give us another second.
Albert Brooks is in this scene.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Creepshow.
No.
Cat's Eye.
No. You're getting close, though.
Defending Your Life.
You're close in the formats of those movies.
Tales from the Dark Side?
No.
I mean, people were dead.
Think of the formats of those movies. There's
Twilight Zone the movie.
There you go.
Thank you. I was like, what is it?
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
You want to see something really scary?
What? It was Albert Brooks?
Yeah, which I didn't realize until I saw the clip.
Oh, all right. You know the woman with no mouth is Bart Simpson.
Oh, it is?
Nancy Cartwright.
Nancy Cartwright?
Uh-huh.
Cartwright.
And that dude in the first episode of that movie or whatever, he died in the making of it.
Oh, yeah.
In the helicopter crash.
Yeah.
That was the last episode in the movie.
No, it was the first one.
The first one?
Yeah, he died in and his daughter is a very famous actress.
Yeah. Him and two kids.
Two Vietnamese kids.
The Lithgow vignette, that was the best one.
Yeah, it was. You want to see something really scary?
Well, that's that scene.
Yeah, but who's his daughter? I'm trying to think real quick. She was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and I'm having a brain fart right now.
Phoebe Cates?
No, the younger one.
Oh, with Jennifer Jason Leigh?
Yes.
The one that gets pregnant?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a dark movie.
It is a very dark movie.
So who got that one?
Oh, fuck.
I did.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna do four more. How about that?
Four more? Come on, man.
All right.
All right, if we're going to do...
This is number 12.
Yeah.
All right. Arthur. Amadeus.
1989.
Hellraiser.
Based on a Stephen King book.
Misery. Pet Cemetery.
Very good.
Oh.
Nice.
You're nailing it.
Pet
you don't want to go up there.
All right.
I
mean,
I only think of the South Park guy.
If UPS man, come over and fuck your wife.
That's in the new game.
Is it?
When you try to go to Canada, that guy from Pet Cemetery is standing in the border, and he won't let you pass. He's like, you don't want to go down that road.
You don't want to go down that road. All right, what one?
I mean, look, there's 10 left. That's too much, right? Well,
I love it.
This is fun, though.
Do you think people are enjoying it or skipping?
I don't know. Let them skip.
Tell us now. Tweet us.
Yeah.
All right. You want to do number 13, then?
Yeah.
Autumn says yes.
This one might be tough, but it's one of my favorites of all time.
Scream.
Nope. Edward Scissorhands.
1981.
Jesus, these are old.
His name is Jack in the movie.
Evil Dead.
It's two guys. They're not in America.
Oh, I know. An American Werewolf in London.
Very good. This is like one of my favorite movies of all time.
I've heard that. I've heard that people really love this movie.
You've got to watch it. So good.
I think I've tried to watch it. And I was like,
Yeah, you got to watch it. It's good. Awesome. David Naughton. Yeah. Fantastic. Who's the other guy? The guy who dies he's a famous actor.
Yeah. I can't remember.
All right, let's do this. We'll do the next two, and then I want to do one towards the end.
All right, so 14, 15.
14, 15, and then we'll do 21.
Here's number 14.
Okay.
And it's starting.
Thriller.
1983. It pretty much just does
Terminator?
This. No.
John Carpenter film?
Thanks. It's another Stephen King-based movie.
Christine.
Yes. He's just guessing now. Come on.
Well, that's what clues are for.
Stop guessing.
Shitter.
You know, he's doing the music for the new Halloween movie. That's it.
Is he?
Yeah. He said he's focused now on music.
Who?
Stephen King.
It's John Carpenter.
Oh, John Carpenter. I thought he was dead.
No.
He's looked like it for 20
years.
Yeah,
I heard him in an interview.
Shitter.
Did you hear him in an interview on?
No, I just read something about it the other day.
He was on a podcast.
I think he was on Marin.
Shitter.
I think he was talking about it. Anyway.
Do you know who I'm doing?
Is it the dude from...
It's Randy Quaid.
No, it's the old man who sold him the car.
Oh, yeah.
Shitters. Shitters.
Gonna buy me a condo.
Gonna buy me a laundromat. Okay, 15, right?
All right.
You wanted 14 and 15.
15 is one of my favorite movies of all time, and I think it's one of yours as well.
Okay.
But it's not the main theme, but it's a prominent song that's in the movie.
Bad News Bears.
Go ahead.
Flowers in the Attic.
Phantom of the Opera.
Nope.
The
Opera. Frozen.
1989. In the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods.
It's kind of a goofy movie.
Evil Dead? Evil Dead 2.
Ah.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. We'll do 21, and then this will be end of, the end of
21's the last okay. one.
Right. And then, I mean, there's a bonus 22 that's just kind of funny.
All right, we'll do that too.
Okay. Right,
21, ready? Everybody, shh.
Come on, Tim.
It.
Trick no. or treat.
Come on, man. John Mark, so oh. disappointed in you.
Is this Dokken? So this is Dream Warriors.
Exactly. Yeah. Very good.
I've never heard
Nightmare
that.
Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
You've never heard that song?
Dokken.
Uh-uh. We're the Dream Warriors!
Don't want to dream no more.
Hi, it's Paul Stanley from Kiss, and when I'm not doing paintings, I'm listening to Radio Labyrinth. Actually, I listen to Radio Labyrinth when I'm doing my paintings. And right now I'm doing one of a dog, and he's in a field, and he's chasing butterflies, and there's a little kid with a butterfly net. It takes me back to my childhood when I would run around catching butterflies in my butterfly net. So anyway, I want to thank all the wonderful Radio Labyrinth patrons. Did you know you could support Radio Labyrinth by joining Patreon.com? Just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. And now, last week, Tim said there was going to be new rewards. There will be. He's going to update the page sometime between this podcast and the next one. So without further ado, hang on, I got some paint all over my hand. Let me wipe it off. Who knows what it's doing to your skin? Anyway, our number one patron is Wendy Muller. She is producing this show along with everyone else, but we like to give her special treatment. Also, Gordon Drum, he's a great guy. You got Keith Tate, JB, Rusty Weinberg, Keith Stokes, Chad Shepard, Chris Weiland, Ryan Humans, Darren Downey, Ryan O'Connor, Daryl, there's nobody named Daryl, Dan Carroll. See what I did there? If you combine the D from his name and the last name, it's Daryl anyway. Denise Reynolds, Brian Jackson, Chris Colhart, Zach Pittman, Beth Van Elswick, she's an angel, Lou Caniglio, Mike Hall, David C. Funk, Matt Carter, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, Amber Gilpatrick, who in and of itself or herself is a wonderful person as well, Herb Lamb, Jose Perales, Trent, and Dustin Lawler. And that's last but not least, by the way, Dustin Lawler. Oh, I swallowed pain.
Did you like that better than...
He's back, the man behind the mask.
Oh, right.
Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper, yeah.
All right, so what's the next one, 22?
Yeah, this is just a goof.
All right. Sounds like all the other ones.
Yeah.
Come on, you don't know this?
Oh, I know this.
We were just talking about this
Lost
guy.
Boys.
All right. Corey Feldman. It yeah. all ties in.
Hey.
I'm one of the Frog Brothers.
So that is the Halloween special themed horror themed movie game.
Awesome. Yay. That was awesome, dude.
Tim won big time.
Well, yeah. We're not really keeping score.
Games.
That was fun. I liked that.
All right. So we did that. Let's quickly run down our films and then do stat picks, okay? We were going to talk about in depth all these 80s and 90s slasher films.
Yes.
But I'm going to kind of let John take over here. You got the list, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where's that list?
I don't know. He has it written down.
Well, that's what I did, but you guys added stuff to it. Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Halloween.
How many Friday the 13ths have there been?
11?
11. And the last one was when?
The remake.
Was that any good? Yeah, I can't
not
imagine.
So much.
Now, what are the ones you like? I like the first one.
Yep.
Two.
Yep.
And I like four.
And four is the first
and
one.
And I also like five, so.
Is four the first one with Corey Feldman?
Four is the one where Corey Feldman kills him.
At the end,
yeah.
Okay.
Three is the 3D one that sucks. It's not even really him.
Right.
And then, I don't know how it goes. I just like two because the people are having sex and then
well, the
takes
first
a
one's
harpoon
is not really him.
They're having sex in an RV or a cabin and he comes in and shoves a harpoon through them while they're fucking.
Was it a harpoon? I thought it was like a samurai sword.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
He does a harpoon in Jason Takes Manhattan. And
that was terrible.
That was a terrible movie.
I never watched that shit. Who's got time for that?
Halloween, the only good Halloween movies are Halloween 1 and 2, and then the first reboot with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Right.
That one's good.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Is, the ones that Rob Zombie did
that's
are
what
fucking
I was
awful.
Ask you. Yeah, that's what I heard. They're not good.
Unwatchable.
Really?
It's just not killing.
Good. Yeah, there's no
there's
story.
There's no story. It's just violent.
Yeah, it's dumb.
I liked his first, House of a Thousand Corpses.
I like that, and I also like the other one.
Devil's Rejects.
Yeah, I like both of those.
I like the first one better, but.
Autumn, are you into horror?
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Not at all?
No, not really.
Okay.
I'm not really into it. I just know the classic stuff, you know. Yeah. I don't watch anything modern, really, horror-wise.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Mm-hmm. Those are good movies.
Those are good movies.
I feel like Saw would be easier now to consume than at the time.
Yeah, see, I don't like the torture horror shit.
What did you call it? Torture porn?
Torture porn. That's what the genre is called.
Oh.
You guys have watched Human Centipede?
I have seen both of them.
I don't ever want to see that. I don't even think about what that movie's about.
It seems like so cheesy.
It is. That's why it's funny. The guy, they're fucking shitting in their mouth.
and they have the crazy German scientist
who made them. And then the second one is just a fat guy who's dreaming it all.
I haven't seen the second one.
Really?
It's grosser than the first. It's, instead of three people, it's that? Like seven. How could we watch what?
I can't even think about
people
what
say that,
about.
But then you got to watch it. It's interesting. Ugh. Nightmare on Elm Street, we discussed. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's one of my favorites.
That is so fucked up, that movie.
Oh, I know.
It's 81, right?
First one and the second one. Now, the second one has...
Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper, and he must have needed money. Dennis Hopper, you know, celebrated actor, writer, director, producer. Yeah, I'll be in this movie. Yeah,
and the scariest part of that, the most fucked up part for me for that movie is when she's sitting at the table with the rest of the family, and it's just...
The second one?
No, then the first one.
Okay.
Right?
Is that when they're going to whack her with a hammer?
Yeah.
And, like, they're just, like, they're having dinner, but it's just so fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
The second
Remember
one.
That?
Yeah, but the second one thing that grossed me out is the guy kept, had a wire coat hanger with him. He kept
heating it up. He's got the metal plate in his head.
And he would burn the skin off the back of his neck and eat it.
Eat it, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that was pretty gross.
Well, because he's supposed to be the guy from the first one. He gets run over by a car at the end, and he's got a metal plate in his head. So he keeps itching his metal plate with a hanger and eating it.
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. Yummy.
Yummy. Then there's Child's Play.
Yeah.
I enjoy those movies.
Yeah, me too.
Chucky.
Scream, I can only handle the first two, and then they kind of just disappear.
Well, yeah, but the first Scream, when it came out, I mean, horror was kind of dead, wasn't it?
Right.
I mean, Scream, when was this, early 90s?
I think so. And that's Wes Craven.
No, it was 96, I think, the first one came out.
Oh.
And it was Wes Craven.
Was it?
Yeah, they were
that
good.
That kind of revived the genre.
When it came out.
You did? Do you still like it?
I haven't seen it since, but... It was right in my wheelhouse, you know?
It holds
up. I was
born
in 82.
Yeah.
So I got a little story about that. I think it was when they were shooting Scream 2.
Yeah.
They were shooting at Agnes Scott College. And I think I had just moved to town, and my roommate was obsessed with Neve Campbell.
Oh, God.
Not obsessed, but he was really into her. He's like, come on, let's swing by the campus, see if they're shooting out there. I want to get a look at her, you know? And we did. We drove up, not even thinking we'd see anything.
Yeah.
And we just drove by, and she was, like, right there. Like, just alone, like, sitting on a bench.
Damn.
Right where the car was. So I said, well, I'm going to park. And he's like, okay. And we parked the car, and we got out. And my buddy was like, hey, Nev? And she's like, yeah? And he's like, hey. And we sat and we talked to her for, like, 10 minutes. And then, it probably wasn't even 10 minutes. And then a reporter came up, I guess, and said, she goes, well, you know, she's like, you know, it's nice meeting you guys, but I got to do this interview for a magazine, you know. And we're like, okay, well, it's good talking to you. So then fast forward a month later, and I think it was a Vanity Fair article, and my buddy got a hold of it. And, of course, like the first line of the article is, so I'm on, you know how these articles start out.
Right.
We're on the set of Agnes Scott College, blah, blah, blah. And then it said something like, two teenagers come up and try to talk to Neve Campbell as I'm walking into the interview. Like, of course, you know, I was 26 at the time. You know,
that's anyway, a great story.
It was funny.
I like that. Hey, Nev.
That's exactly how he said it. Because I remember breaking his balls later that night where I was like, how about you? Nev. Hey, Nev.
I really, 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 really love your movie.
What if she was like, it's Neve?
Neve.
Yeah. I have never thought of her name as just her first name alone.
Right. Neve Campbell.
And then I'm realizing what a weird name it is.
Neve Campbell.
Neve Campbell.
She's not Bruce's daughter, right?
No.
That would be fun, though. Anyway.
Next movie on the list is The Hills Have Eyes. Prefer the original or the remake?
Oh, the original.
Me too. Although Ted Levine is in the remake.
I prefer that guy in Weird Science.
What guy?
The bald headed weird
yeah. Bill Paxton?
No, the dude from Hills Have Eyes, the crazy looking dude.
Yeah.
You have a lovely home. All right. Can we keep this between us? I'd hate to lose my teaching job.
What'd you say, Autumn?
It's in your stewed butt wad.
Now make yourself one.
I just like Ted Levine and anything he's in. I'm Ted
Levine.
I just
watched the end of Silence of the Lambs the other day.
You ever watch that show about the investigator?
What was that show called? Monk?
You ever watch that show, Monk? How could you watch that show without thinking of me with my penis between my legs?
Right. I'd fuck me.
I'd fuck me so hard.
That is the creepiest thing in that entire movie.
Him mocking her, yelling.
And pulling out his nipples.
I'm going to kill your dog.
Don't you hurt my dog.
Fucking dog.
Put her in that basket. Precious.
Put the fucking lotion in the basket.
Don't hurt my dog. Don't make me hurt your dog.
Was she a great big fan?
No, wait. And then the other creepy line.
Sure you can use my phone. Yeah.
Pirouettes away. All right, Evil Dead 1 and 2. So what's the difference?
Well,
one's more serious, two's...
Two is like nothing else.
They're the same story, though, right?
Pretty much.
Sam Raimi do both of them?
Yes.
Okay.
But what happened with... Two is like a fucking masterpiece.
Yes, it is.
And it's like nothing else. It infused some comedy in there.
And it leads right into Army of Darkness, right?
But see, Army of Darkness, it's a kind of a standalone thing, and I was never really into it. But Evil Dead 2 is, it's almost like a tongue-in-cheek making fun of every other horror movie out there.
It's great, though.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
But it's done so well. Every single scene is like, holy shit, this scene is great. The scene coming up is fucking, I mean, it just doesn't stop.
The remake was stupid. It was unnecessary.
I heard.
I didn't even see
it. It was terrible.
I watched it just to watch it.
It was like, way.
Yeah. Next on the list, Sleepaway Camp, which I've never seen.
I haven't either.
Really?
Mm-mm. Is that an Ira pick?
It's an Ira pick, and it was one of those, I was real young. Does it say what, we don't have what year right? It was one of those, like, I watched it at a, sleeping over somebody's house when I was real young, and it fucked me up. I didn't sleep all night. And it was just one of these weird movies about weird kids killing people.
Okay.
Anyway.
Hellraiser's a good movie. I don't like any of the sequels, just the first one.
Yeah.
And it freaked me out.
Pinhead. Oh,
yeah. Pinhead. Reanimator, I loved.
Reanimator?
Reanimator's kind of a goofy movie, too.
Yeah. John, are any of these on here that you want to elaborate on or talk about? Go right ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Deadly Friend. What's that one about the robotic girl?
I put that on there.
That was Patricia Arquette, wasn't it?
No, it was Elizabeth Shue, I think.
Was it? I'm going to Google that right now. Because wasn't Karate Kid in
there? No, wait. It's not Elizabeth Shue. No, who's the Adventures in Babysitting girl?
That's Elizabeth Shue.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wait. Deadly Friend. Christy Swanson.
Oh, Christy Swanson. That's it.
And Matthew Laborito.
No, I don't know.
Oh, Ann Ramsey's in it.
Yeah?
Aaron! Aaron!
You don't have a cousin, whatever.
You don't
have a cousin, Patty.
You lied to me.
Kwong.
Ma. Christy Swanson. Yeah, she was.
She was great, huh?
Yeah, she was.
She was
something.
In Buffy the Vampire Slayer, too.
Yeah, the movie.
But there was those great horror movies right at the end of the 80s, also when like hair metal was going on, and they had the same feel as like hair metal did.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. They were just kind of goofy and way over the top, and it was all the same music in there anyway. Yeah. That was another one from that era.
Pumpkinhead.
Yeah. Pumpkinhead was fucked up.
Uh-huh.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I remember all the horror people were going nuts on Pumpkinhead.
I watched that recently, and that guy, he's from the Alien movies.
Mm-hmm.
His teeth were jacked. If you go back and watch that,
what he from the
obviously had some work done between that and Alien.
Who?
He was the
Michael Biehn?
Droid.
Oh.
He was also on Millennium.
In Aliens.
Right.
Not in the first one, in the second.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, what the hell is his name?
Not Michael Fassbender from the new Alien.
Right.
How was the new Alien?
It was all right. It was better than the last one.
All right, so I'll wait for Netflix, is what you said.
Yeah.
What's that music?
Sorry.
What was that?
Something played on my computer. You know how, like, you have a tab open?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just randomly starts playing. Like,
I hate that
shit. Ding, ding, ding.
Sorry.
Usually mine is.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, sorry. Let me just turn that.
Or.
Why is that a thing? Why?
I don't know.
All right, so number 12.
Anyway. All right. So any that we didn't cover? Film. Any that we didn't cover?
Well, I think you did. You take the.
I took the list right off of the old thing.
No, you took it off, is what you did.
Yeah, yeah.
You removed it.
Right, but it's we went over everything, John.
I think so.
Okay.
There's a in that same genre. If anybody likes that stuff, I just watched. Have you seen Creep? Did you see that one?
Mm-mm. No, that's a newer film.
Yeah, the second one just came out. It's Mark Duplass from The League.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and
Transparent.
Both of them are good, but the second one I just watched the other night.
Yeah, you were telling me about a new, maybe a prequel to
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, but I couldn't find it. Where is it?
It's
not on Netflix.
It's called Leatherface. No, it's on. You can rent it. It's still in limited theaters.
Oh, okay.
But you can rent it for $7 or whatever.
From where? iTunes.
iTunes, Amazon, Vudu.
No, he ain't doing that.
I might.
I rented rent.
It was good. It's got Stephen Dorff in it.
I like Stephen Dorff.
And
Autumn laughs.
I don't know why they
smoke blue cigarettes, man.
I don't know why they.
I vape.
They named it Leatherface. There was already one called Leatherface.
Yeah, but. See, that's what confused me about it. When you told me that, I was like, didn't that come out like?
It was part three of the original series, and then but.
Well, what one is Arlie Ermey in? Arlie Ermey plays the sheriff
in the remake.
The remake, is that the one with Matthew McConaughey, or is he in one of the other?
No, that's one of the one with Matthew McConaughey has.
Man,
you had me at hello,
Jerry Maguire,
Renee Zellweger.
Yeah,
really?
Yep, those two. McConaughey.
Autumn can do her face.
I bet.
Yep, here's my impression of her face.
Ready? Do it.
Oh my god, that's fucking so perfect. How'd you do that with your eyes?
I know, right?
She really can though. She looks exactly like her.
FaceTime with
her. She doesn't have like a voice that I could mimic hardly at all.
No,
Roxy Hart.
Was that her name, or was she the other one?
She was Roxy Hart.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I mean, you watch a lot of the modern horror movies, right?
Well,
which I don't.
Around this time of year, I do, yeah.
But I mean,
but
all
time
the ones
for
that
Thanksgiving
are
movies now.
If there's something new on that has semi good reviews, I will just watch it.
Yeah.
Whether it's on Netflix or on demand, I love horror. I mean, I get to watch it less and less now because my wife doesn't like horror movies.
What are some of your favorites? Just something like the last, say, 5 years. Like, what's a movie that's like, this was fucking awesome? You got to see it.
Oh, The Babadook.
Oh my God, the Babadook was great.
I saw that too.
Did you see that, Autumn?
No, I haven't seen anything.
I think that one's on Netflix.
You said that so sad.
Watch it with Ellie.
I know. Well, I don't get to do things I want.
The Babadook is good though. You'd like that.
Yeah.
And there's no like.
It's not gory.
It's not gross or anything. It's
And then you made me watch The Witch.
The Witch was amazing.
That was pretty good. That gives you fucked up feelings.
Get out of my house.
And then I watched, did you guys watch Let the Right One In?
Yeah, yep. The original or the remake?
I guess it was
I liked both of them.
The Swedish one.
Is great.
I watched the Swedish one.
And then the American one is called Let Me In.
Let Me In.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And it's pretty good too.
Is it?
And Sarsgaard is in the first one.
Is he?
Well, in the Swedish one.
Right.
Can't remember.
It's really good. Let the Right One In is a good movie.
That's great. But yeah, I haven't watched much of even the last 10 years. I haven't kept up with all these horror movies.
Dead Snow.
The zombie Nazis.
Zombie movie.
There was two of those.
Yeah.
And there was another Sam Raimi one.
Oh, with the old
Cabin
lady
in the Woods? No.
So that was a good one.
Yeah. Cabin in the Woods is good.
It's funny and.
There's another Sam Raimi film, though, that he made. Was that it?
No. The one you're thinking of has the old lady and the.
In the restaurant that gets on the ceiling.
They all have that.
I can't remember the name of it now.
What we need to do in the future.
No, this is good.
No, hang on. What we need to do in a couple of episodes or in the coming episode is have John come on and we'll talk about modern horror films and the whole show will be about that. You want to do that?
Sure.
We'll do a Film Buffs episode.
Either soon or next Halloween.
No. I don't want to wait till next Halloween.
Okay.
Let's do a Film Buffs episode where we just talk about it and you can just go off and we'll host and you talk about what you like and shit. You want to do that?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
I'd love to.
All right.
More John Mark is what we need.
I like John Mark.
Jean-Marc.
All right. Time to get to staff picks.
That would be the cross between me and you.
And I'm going to do Jeff's staff pick first because he's not here. And this was his staff pick from last week. It was called At Home with Amy Sedaris, which premiered on True TV last Tuesday, October 24th, and is available on demand. I like Amy Sedaris. Strangers with Candy.
Mm-hmm.
Good show.
Okay.
All right. Autumn, yours.
Well, I love Garfield Halloween special.
Yes.
And I feel like Great Pumpkin from Charlie Brown gets a lot of play during Halloween, and Garfield Halloween special should really be in the spotlight. That's
okay. Who does the voice? Is it still the old guy, or is it Bill Murray?
No, I think it's the old guy. It's
Lorenzo Music.
His name's Music.
Hello, this is Carlton, your doorman. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
From
and he was
Lorenzo
he
Music.
He was in the Ghostbusters cartoon.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
But if,
also, I watched Adam's Family 1 and 2.
Oh,
love both of those.
Which are so good.
I haven't watched those.
I haven't either. I need to watch them.
Ever?
You've never seen them?
I don't think so.
How age-appropriate are those, you think?
They're good for 13, 14.
You think that? Yeah.
Totally. They're not creepy or scary.
Right.
Not at all.
All right. Who plays Uncle Fester? That is...
It's Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd's amazing as Uncle Fester. In the second one, you have Joan Cusack.
Joan, what's her name?
Right.
And
Debbie.
Debbie. And the first one is great with... Raul Julia plays Gomez.
I love him. He
was great.
Everyone is just kicking ass at every character they're doing.
And Angelica Houston is Morticia.
Yes.
And Christina Ricci is...
Wednesday.
I don't know.
Pugsley is no one.
Pugsley's no one because he's gone.
Okay. I think he got the job. He was like, he auditioned for it in his elementary school.
Yes. And who else is in the first one? I forget what the plot is.
It's that guy... he was in Joe versus the Volcano. He's like, I'm not arguing that with you.
Oh,
that guy.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I'm not arguing with you.
I have no response to that.
I don't know that Joe versus Volcano.
It's a very culty, underrated Tom Hanks
Love
movie.
It.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know the movie, but I don't remember the guy.
Abe Vigoda is in it.
Yeah.
It's just, you can't even begin to describe it. It's an interesting film. Just Google it.
Joe versus the Volcano. Yeah.
Here's my stuff pick this week.
Wait, I have one more.
Okay, go ahead.
And I don't know why this has nothing to do with Halloween or anything, but we started watching like Rogue One, you know, a couple weeks ago, and then it started getting me into the original Star Wars, and then I started watching our despecialized versions of Star Wars 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, despecialized.
And I just wanted
how do you get
tell
those?
People that I have the despecialized version, and if you want it, you should DM me.
Despecialized? What do you mean?
They don't have any of that modern 90s shit that he put in them.
Yeah, and you can't get them. Everything that
you can't?
Any Star Wars 4, 5, and 6 that you get that's not on VHS is going to have stupid George Lucas.
Right. So anything that's on DVD or Blu-ray is going to have that.
Yeah.
But if it's on VHS, most likely it won't.
Well, these are digital copies, so I can send you the link.
That was one... pressing DVD pressing a few years ago that included the original films, but he didn't do anything. They were like VHS transfers. They look terrible.
Oh, okay, really? So these are better.
Right, and these despecialized ones are cool. I have them too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Autumn, don't you have a copy of it? Oh, no, you don't have Star Wars. You have a Beatles movie.
Of what?
You have either Hard Day's Night or Help. You have the on a film
on
reel.
On a reel.
Yeah, the original
painting. Yeah, wow. I still have that.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
That's cool.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Look at you.
All right. Ira, go ahead.
I'm trying to. Well, okay. So last week when we made this list, Stranger Things had not premiered yet.
Mm-hmm. So that can still be your pick.
My staff pick was Stranger Things 2 on Netflix.
Okay.
But, I mean, look, everybody's watching it already. It's already out there. Everybody knows. If you're into it, you're watching it. I'm enjoying it already.
All right.
So today I just put a new one on, and our friend Steph Swain turned me onto this podcast called Dirty John. Have you guys heard of this?
Mm-mm.
It's 6 episodes. It's put out by the LA Times.
Okay.
This podcast, and it's basically like a 2020 episode. It's a guy who is a sociopath, and there's a murder involved, but you're not really sure who got murdered and blah, blah, blah. But this is a guy who's a con man. So it's 6 episodes and it's kind of like a serial, you know, where you're trying to figure out what the hell's going on and how. I mean, you know right off the bat that this guy's a shitbag wacko, but it gets worse and worse and you're like, oh my God, you know. And this guy kind of infiltrates this family and marries this woman who's kind of a dingbat. But, you know, he's a con man and he, you know, is going for her money. And then you find out all this shit about his past and it's pretty riveting.
Okay.
So I've been kind of binging it at work, listening to it. It's called Dirty John and you can find it wherever you get your podcasts.
John Mark?
I think I listed some of the ones I already talked about, but I watched one the other day called Train to Busan. Is it Busan? I don't know. 2016. It's a South Korean made zombie movie.
Oh wow!
South Korean.
South Korean horror is underrated.
Subtitles, really? But it's great.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's along the lines of Zombieland, kind of. It's mm-hmm. fast moving, running, crazy zombies, and mm-hmm. But it's good.
Train to Busan.
I like fast moving zombies. I can get on board with.
Yeah, the remake of Dawn of the Dead, right? You know.
And weren't they fast moving?
Ellie?
No.
Oh, that's Pete.
That's Pete.
I am.
He wants some milk. All right, I'll do my stat pick real quick, and we'll get out of here. But I also want to play a couple of songs and let John plug something that he wants to plug. I'm back in the podcast game now that I can listen to them. So mine is the newest season of the You Must Remember This podcast by host Karina Longworth.
Yeah.
Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff were two middle-aged foreign struggling, this is from her website, actors who became huge stars thanks to Dracula and Frankenstein and went on to be, I don't know, the stalwarts of the Universal Monsters, which they're never going to be able to reboot and make a new franchise out of because the originals are so iconic and they aren't scary to modern-day kids because,
right.
You know, our generation, we grew up with Freddy Krueger. Frankenstein right. isn't scary.
We're desensitized.
Right. But if you like, you know, a slow-paced, informative podcast with an interested or an interesting voice,
yeah.
Karina Longworth's You Must Remember This. She did a very good season that was all about the Charles Manson family, and I learned a whole bunch of shit I never even knew about his relationship with the Beach Boys and just the craziness that went around him. So check it out. It's You Must Remember This podcast. Find it on one of your podcatchers.
I just like the name Longsworth.
Yes, I bet you do. All right, I have two songs here. I have one called As of Tonight and one called The Forgotten. Which one should I play?
Well, mine is As of Tonight, so you can play that one.
All right.
So we mean mine. Ah, yeah. Now we're dancing.
It's from the new 7 Sharp 9 album, and it just came out actually today on all the digital formats.
Today?
So, well, I mean, it came out a couple weeks ago on our website, but yeah. So it just came out. It's called How You Feel.
That's John Mark singing.
I know it is.
Yeah.
But did you produce it and mix it and do everything yourself?
No. We actually had another producer that's done some of their stuff before I joined the band, did this one. But this is my song, and yeah.
Let's play it a play.
But you engineered everything.
No.
Oh, you didn't have anything to do with it?
Well, yeah, I had something to do with it, but I didn't.
All right.
Autumn wrote the song.
Yeah. Good job, Autumn.
Damn, man.
I liked it.
It's great.
I love the horns.
Yeah, we had a bunch of people come in and do real horns. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't hear some real instruments anymore.
No, you don't. It's like Mighty Mighty Boss Tones without the annoying guy.
I always liked they had a guy that just danced. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, did they have to pay that guy the same as everybody else?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Probably so, though. He wears a suit and sweats his nuts off up there.
He sure does.
This is great, John.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what do we do now?
7sharp9.com, all spelled out.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. The number seven.
But spelled.
S-H-A-R-P. Nine. The number nine.
Yeah. Well, on the website, it's all spelled. So S-E-V-E-N.
Oh, I got you.
S-H-A-R-P.
I just want to be clear for everybody.
N-I-N-E.com.
Song's going to be stuck in your head all day.
That's fine with me.
All right. John Mark, thank you very much for coming in. John Mark Lundell.
Thanks for having
me. I hope you'll come back again soon.
Yes, of course.
Please. Ira, thank you for being here. We'll be hearing more of you, I hope.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Autumn, as always. I appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being here.
We will be back Monday with another Minisode. I like saying it that way.
Wait, is this a Minisode?
No, this is a...
You'll be back
this
Monday
is an
with
hour
another Minisode.
40-minute Minisode.
I thought you were referencing this, what we were doing.
Gotcha. And here's Sting to play us out. No.
I'll do it live.
We're doing it live. Keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Keep it canon.
Play.
Autumn.
Keep it canon. We stay away from here. I got 2 days. Till Monday, I hope I get it right. 2 nights to play.
Two Faces Radio.